from KQED.
On a recent Sunday morning, 21 runners put on their shoes, took a final stretch, and set out for a marathon, 26.2 miles under the clear blue Marin County sky. Distance running is a natural for the scenic trails of Marin, but these runners were confined in a prison yard. KQED reporter Judy Campbell has this story from Marathon Day at San Quentin Prison.
San Quentin is famous for a lot of things, but in the Bay Area, it may be most famous for occupying a stunningly beautiful piece of real estate jutting out into the bay. But the truth is, behind those gates, it really isn't all that pretty. Walls block the view, and a marathon in San Quentin is no seaside romp through nature. It's an exercise in confinement. 105 loops on a mostly concrete, uneven, quarter-mile path around a yard full of prisoners.
We got electrolytes, replacement, we've got salt tablets. Take advantage of them.
That's Frank Verona. He's been volunteering as the running coach at San Quentin since the club started in 2005. The runners, waiting for the countdown, wear white cotton shirts, gray shorts, plain white shoes. Nothing that could be mistaken for a gang color.
All right, we're going in 10.
There are all types, some clearly in great shape, some are overweight. They're old and young, black, white, Latino, in a place where races don't always mix well.
2, 1, let's go!
And they're off. Pretty quickly, two men pull out in the lead. There's Malcolm Williams. He's chiseled and bulky, like a weightlifter, and he's off like a shot. But Coach Rona says he hasn't put in the training.
Fella in the lead, Malcolm, he's kind of a sprinter. I'm not sure he's gonna hang on.
And gliding just behind him, Lorenzo Hobson. I've been told he's the man to watch. He's strong, lean, and his running looks effortless. Lorenzo and others, like Larry Ford, cruising along behind him, are out running the yard most days.
He and Lorenzo have done a lot of training. They've put a lot of miles in, so I expect that they're both going to do well.
As the runners ease into the long race, Eddie Herrera is on the sidelines counting their laps. He's the winner of the past two marathons here, but he's injured.
It's rough pounding this pavement, man. It messed my hip up.
Herrera is 29 years old. He started running in prison.
It takes you away, man. Your mind is no longer here. I'm somewhere else, you know. I'm in a different world for that brief period.
Where are you? Where do you go?
Well, sometimes I imagine I'm running in the Olympics or, you know, it's pretty cool, man.
Eddie Herrera is small with a quick smile. He looks like a kid, shy but friendly. He's been in prison since he was 21 for stabbing a man to death, a crime he calls senseless. He's in for 15 to life.
I pled no contest, you know, but I should have pled guilty because I was guilty and I did commit this crime. And that's one thing that I do regret. So that's what.
Eddie.
Being a lap counter on a quarter-mile track is no time to get reflective. Malcolm, the front runner, is barreling by and wants to know how many laps he's done.
Eddie, how many?
You got 11 laps.
94 to go. An inmate spins records for the event, but otherwise there's not much of a fuss. Prisoners hardly seem to notice the marathon. This is San Quentin on a Sunday. A lot is going on. The Stanford tennis team plays matches with inmates. A couple of men are doing Tai Chi. Some American Indian prisoners are holding a ceremony in a sweat lodge. And volunteers from the Bay Area swarm the place. At a time when programming options are extremely limited in many rural California prisons, they're booming at San Quentin. Inmate Corey McNeil, who ran the marathon last year, says the running club has taught him self-discipline.
You might not like what you're doing or the task that you got doing in life, but, you know, hey, I'm going to do it anyway because you see the prize on the other end of what you're doing. What happened?
It's Malcolm again, the sprinter who the coach thought might not make it. It's clear he's dehydrated and on his last legs, but he refuses to stop.
I can do it!
No, I can do it!
Oh, I know. Go
I don't want to stop!
Drink some, Malcolm.
The temperature is rising. It'll hit 80 on this November day. The men, sweating, run on by. But now, a surprise. Lorenzo, the man to beat, has stopped after 11 miles. He says he was on lockdown for 8 days because of a fight in his cell block, and he couldn't run. Coach Rona says there are all sorts of reasons why the men can't always train.
If it rains here, or if it's foggy, they got to be able to see from the guard towers here. So there have been a number of workouts where just because it's been foggy, we haven't been able to hold them.
Now another runner drops after 20 miles, Larry Ford. He's serving two life sentences for attempted murder after he shot a man in a bar fight. He's 56 and started running because he was in so much pain from the prison beds, he thought losing weight would help. It's also helped in other ways.
A lot of things in here make you angry, you know, rude people, crowded, lines, you know, being locked up in a tiny cell with another man. So, you know, you're always under a lot of stress, and that running helps keep that stress down, keep the anger down.
And it interrupts the endless conversation in his head about his crime.
Every day, what you did goes through your mind, and you think a thousand different scenarios of how you could have done something different or wish you had done something different or how any little thing could have changed your whole life that day, but it didn't.
By now, many of the runners have stopped. There's the inmate with bone cancer who ran 16 miles despite being on radiation and chemo. And Malcolm Williams, the one who didn't want to stop, is at last sitting down. He made it 15 and a half miles.
One to go, one to go.
And here, rounding the last corner in just under 4 hours, the winner, 59-year-old Stephen Lieb.
All right, first finisher.
He crosses the line into a big hug from a fellow runner.
I was aiming for a better time, but I didn't think I'd finish first. But once you're into this, you just want to finish, you know, and it's, you know, not giving in. So, it's, you know, I'm happy.
It's an accomplishment. And eventually, four other inmates will finish too, 105 laps around the prison yard. But Lieb also has other reasons to celebrate. He expects to be paroled in January after 31 years locked up for first-degree murder. He says he wants to run when he's out. Coach Rona already helps other parolees on the outside. He picks them up and drives them to races on Marin County trails, not so far outside these walls, where they'd only imagine themselves to be. For the California Report, I'm Judy Campbell.